Hello, and welcome to episode 348, or so I'm told, of The Cult of Tea and Dice, and episode 4 of Ghostwood University Ghost Stories, adapted from Roots and Branches from the Ghost Stories World of Darkness book. I'm Archive, and I'll be attempting to run this. And who are you people who I'm talking to? Mordrigan, you made a noise, you can start.
I'm Mordrigan, I'm playing Psychedelic Steve the Stoner.
Hardwick?
Hello, I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Valerie the Nerd.
And Luca.
And I'm Luca Centaurus, and I'm playing Bob the Athlete.
And who of you wants to recap what happened last time?
Well, I should also point out that for some reason, I have Valerie in my head as Veronica. I don't know why, but generally, what happened was as followed. We followed some girls into the PhD dorm, having conned them into having a conversation about the girl who died. We had a quick look around the place. Didn't spot anything obviously ghostly apart from when we touched her door. We did, however, notice a big old photograph of the oldest tree on campus, which suggested quite strongly to us that the oldest tree on campus was probably the tree that she was found hanging from. Sorry, I dropped a bit of paper down the back of my table. So we began to wonder whether the oldest tree on campus might have something to do with all the murders on campus business. And generally, we were of the opinion that maybe we're going to have to go and deal with something to do with a tree. I mean, the leaves and all of that had been kind of tipping us off to begin with. However, we also decided that we were going to have to do this at night because, quite simply, getting there during the day was going to be really, really terrifyingly difficult, what with the police and everybody watching and so on and so forth. So, instead, we were going to go to sleep early, get up at about 3 in the morning, go and have a gander, and see what we could see. Now, in our preparations for this, Psychedelic Steve did a little bit of research, found out that, like, it's a good idea to have a holy symbol that you believe in. Salt is also good, and a whole load of stuff about crystals. So Psychedelic Steve went out on a little buying spree and bought a shitload of salt and a whole load of crystals and a small silver pendant of a cannabis leaf, which is, of course, his god. We then proceeded to the tree, and there we were accosted by the weird tramp-looking old man who Valerie had seen previously watching her, I think it was, wasn't it?
Watching
her. And he was like, oh, you don't need to be here, go away, blah, blah, blah. And we were like, there's ghosts and stuff. He was like, oh, no, it was all me, I did it, I murdered her. And we were like, nah, you didn't. You absolutely didn't. Ghosts did it. We're here to deal with the ghosts. And he was like, oh, you can't do that. You can't deal with the ghosts. You're in over your heads. And we're like, yes, we know we're in over our heads. We're always in over our heads. It's kind of our deal. At which point, it got a bit moonlit, and there was a whole load of spirits around the biggest tree on campus, which was bad. There was also the kind of, like, that. Some of them were hanging, some of them were twitching, some of them were moving about, and one of them was looking at us. And we gathered that the one who was looking at us was probably the big boss ghosty man. So, Psychedelic Steve menaced the big bad ghosty man with his cannabis leaf, which was wholly ineffective. And then we got mugged by badgers and dogs and squirrels and shit. Or we're about to be, anyway. We're about to be attacked by woodland animals. We do have a hilarious amount of salt and some very good energy-dampening crystals on us. And I've got a quartz wand. Mostly we've got woodland creatures, and we haven't gotten round to the procuring a big heavy stick yet, which is rather a flaw in our plan. There we go.
So what are you guys going to do?
I suspect the answer is roll for initiative, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably not a bad place to start.
Is it D10 plus our speed? I can't... Oh, no, it's D10 plus initiative mod, isn't it? That would make sense.
Yes, it is.
Ooh, now, which die shall I use, actually? I'm going to use the one I picked up. Fuck it. Well, it didn't betray me, so that's nice.
6.
So, I'm on 11.
I'm on 6.
At 12.
Nice.
Okay, then. Should we start at 12?
Sure, why not?
What are you going to do, Valerie? There's a fox, two dogs and a badger heading towards you.
Right. And how are these, have they appeared from under the tree or where have they come from?
I think it was the bushes to our side, wasn't it?
Yeah, they've basically just come out of the undergrowth.
Okay.
Methinks Ghosty Boy turned on the remote control and they went from being wildlife to, and now we're going to kill you.
Yeah,
he did point at you right before this happened.
I mean, that would make sense.
I mean, I don't think Valerie is particularly down with, you know, bashing the hell out of some cute foxes and badgers, but on the other hand...
Have a go at the dogs, then.
Do there happen to be any sticks about?
Feel free to have a look.
Okay.
If you make wits investigation. No, wits composure, actually. Perception's probably better for a quick glance.
Witch composure.
Yeah.
That would be a... let me think. What are we doing on this game? I've got an 8 and a 7.
That's one success.
Okay. Yeah, you've got a success. Yeah, you can see quite a big stick. Just by the tree.
Okay. Valerie will head for that and kind of hold it in, you know, kind of arm's length in front of her.
Okay. Valerie runs over and grabs the stick. Mm-hmm. Who was on 11?
That would be me. Right.
What's your plan?
Well, my original plan was procure weaponry as well. I'm wondering, however, if fucking over Ghost Boy might be the better plan at this time. The only problem is I am stunningly bad at throwing stuff.
What you've actually seen isn't a particular ghost. It's kind of, you just saw the shadow in the moonlight.
Right.
In the shadow of the tree.
But my plan involved wanging a bag of salt at it. So... That still works if he's near the tree. Let me think. I think... Ooh, that'd be an interesting experiment to do. I don't know if that's going to work, though, and it's a big roll of the dice. You see, I'm torn between... get a stick, throw salt at where the shadow was, or surround myself in a circle of salt and see if these woodland animals become uncontrolled once they enter. I'm going to look for a stick to begin with, I think.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and do me a wits composure as well, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Two successes, one of which was a 10.
Oh, well, 10's just roll again.
Oh, so yes, might they do.
More successful.
It didn't in this case, but...
Two. But you've also seen quite an impressive stick.
Okay, I will grab said stick.
Excellent. What was Bob on?
6.
6.
I rolled a 2.
Oh, it's a bad day to be Bob.
Bob's bad day.
So you guys haven't really moved much. You've just grabbed things.
Uh-huh.
So, that's the point. What's your... All right. The guy you were talking to, the old trumpy man, just yells, run, and runs away.
Great. Super. Thanks, guy.
One of the dogs chases him.
Uh-huh. Ookie dookie, then.
He's
not going to have a fun evening.
The fox runs after Valerie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
And, fox is running right up to Valerie. Going, how the fuck does combat work in World of Darkness? Because I've been running D&D for about a year.
Okay.
And I'm suddenly running a game that's not D&D and going, ah, shit, I've forgotten all the rules.
Dex plus brawl for animals, isn't it? To try and hit.
Yeah.
versus our defense.
What I'm actually trying to remember is whether during a turn you can move and attack or whether it's just one. There we go. That's the combat summary chart. That's what I need.
Do let us know, by the way, because I can't remember either.
Yeah.
I don't believe I've ever run this version of World of Darkness. No, I have. I'm sure I have. I can't remember what I ran in it, but I have run it.
Oh, I have got reflexes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that the thing?
Don't know. I'll have a look for you. Because I do have a rule book here.
The only thing I can think of that might be relevant to my merits for this is fleet of foot and danger sense, but I suspect...
Oh, our defence reduces their attack pool, by the way.
Yes.
What's defence? Oh, I've got defence. What's that?
You said fast reflexes. Let me have a look for it.
Oh, fast reflexes adds to your initiative. I don't know. I can't remember.
I have fleet of foot. Already.
Fleet of foot adds to your speed.
And danger sense.
Give you a warning of danger.
Which might be relevant for some of this, but I suspect is more meant for narrative time rather than combat time.
Yeah, it would allow us to spot an ambush coming, but he's supernaturally controlling some animals, so maybe not.
Yeah, there wasn't really an ambush until it happened, I guess.
Yeah.
But didn't get a surprise round.
So. Plus, we kind of knew we were in danger.
There is that, yeah.
Because there's fucking ghosts everywhere. Not fucking ghosts, obviously.
I mean, there might be. We can't see all of them.
I think most of them are hanged ghosts. But anyway...
Yeah, I think you can move up to your speed as well as act.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
But I think you can all out... I'm trying to do... This is what sounds right in my head.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just trying to work out whether I think that's right because that's how it works in D&D. But...
You're thinking of the dash action, aren't you?
Yeah, but I think that's a ward thing as well. You can do double move instead of acting.
Makes sense.
Yeah, let's just go with that.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Okay, so, yeah, so you guys basically, you moved as fast as grabbing sticks,
yep.
Which kind of was your move.
Yeah.
So that's how that works. So, yeah, it does mean these guys will probably get to you this round. Mm-hmm. So, Valerie, what's your defense?
Two, allegedly.
Two, okay then. So you have a fox coming for you.
They're noisy little buggers as well.
Fuck, don't get me started. There are some foxes that live at the bottom of my garden somewhere, and oh my god, when they fuck, it is so loud.
The fox snaps at your ankles for two levels of damage.
Two.
Soaked with stamina?
Sorry?
Are we able to soak damage in this?
No.
Well, shit.
Okay.
Remember, this is the system for non-magical peeps.
Yeah. Right. I think we're probably going to have to start throwing salt at the ghosts. Or ghost. Or shadow. Or whatever it is. Salt the fucker.
There is a dog coming for you.
Yep. My defense is two.
Okay. That is the dog. The dog bites onto your hand.
Ouch.
Like, you've got a hand holding the stick, and you weren't really paying attention to what the other hand was doing.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, dog bites onto it.
Uh-huh.
For three damage.
Okay, I'm half dead.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, nearly.
At least assuming there's just one kind of damage.
Yeah, there is. For us, it's like... Aggravated isn't going to make any damn difference. I suppose if it was bashing, it would make a difference, but not really in this situation.
Yeah, they're biting. This is lethal. So, there's a badger coming for you.
Oh, bad luck.
Oh.
Okay.
What's your defense?
It says here, two.
Okay, two as well. That's just one. The badger kind of snaps at you, but mostly you get caught on the claw, so one lethal for you.
I'll take it.
And now it's your go.
So how far away is this shadow thing?
You're fairly close to the tree. You could easily run over to the tree this turn if you wanted to. And it's basically the moon is behind you. So the shadow of the tree is just past the tree, so you would have to run past the tree to get to the shadow.
Can I move and act whilst getting there?
Yes, you can have a move and an action.
I would like to salt the shadow.
Have a double room, double move. Okay.
I will get the one of the several baggies of pink salt that I was given and just like, yeah, I have no idea how this works. Salt the earth, salt the earth.
Okay, you throw some salt around. So, how much does Bob know about the occult?
My occult is zero.
Okay.
But I've been told by Steve that this sort of shit works.
Uh-huh.
And he seems to have some experience with this.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, a dense dusting of salt. Because there's no way I'm outlining the whole shadow in salt, because it's going to be, you know, 100 yards long at this point.
Yeah, bear in mind, the turn is basically a few seconds, and there's a badger after you.
Yes, but I might be able to defuse the badger by killing this fuck.
Okay.
Or at least disrupt the control so that the badger will think, hang on a moment, this isn't sensible, and fuck off.
Okay. So, in order to throw salt...
Oh, this should be entertaining.
Can I
make a case for brawl? Because I've got that.
Or athletics?
You can make a case for athletics.
Yeah, I got that too.
Dex athletics.
Dex athletics, that's five.
I guess vaguely in the right place.
Get it all in the wrong place. Everyone is well seasoned. What's the difficulty?
Just, there isn't one. Oh, seven, eight, yeah. 8, 9, and 10 is a success.
Oh, okay. Nothing above an 8, but I do have 1-1, which I suspect makes this bad.
Nope, not in this
system.
No,
we don't care about ones. Did you get an 8?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I got 1, 4, 2, 7, 4.
So you throw some salt on the ground. Okay. The ground is slightly saltier. There is still a badger after you.
Oh, well, worth a try.
Okay. Valerie.
Okay.
Murder a fox. Go on. You know you want to.
Yes. I'm going to try and kind of strike it with my stick and then move away.
Okay.
So you strike it in range of the fox.
Stick. Your attack is, it's a weapon, so it'd be weaponry plus strength, unless you've got, you don't have anything that means you can fight with dex. So yeah, it's going to be strength plus weaponry plus 2 for your stick.
Plus
minus
2.
3 for its defense.
Do I keep rolling 10s or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you get a 10, it rerolls.
I've got 2 10s. Then I got a 10 and a 9.
Fucking hell. I think this fox is going away.
Do I roll the 10 again?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, continuing explosions.
I rolled a 9.
So how many successes is that altogether?
5.
Okay. This fox nips your ankles and you just smack it with your stick. It whimpers and flees, just trailing blood. Not that you can really see in this. So yeah, you've bit in the moonlight. But yeah, this fox is out of there. It's gone.
Valerie kind of goes, sorry, but you're trying to kill me.
Steve.
Okay. So we're saying strength plus weaponry plus 2 minus 3. Is that the same for me with this dog?
Yes.
Right. I'm going to go down to 1 willpower to give me at least 1 success and then roll the 2 dice that I've got.
Willpower don't give you automatic successes. Willpower gives you 3 more dice.
Okay. Okay. Well, I got 2 successes then.
2 successes?
Yep.
The dog has been smacked with a stick. It does sort of recoil a few steps, but it's still there.
Yeah, fuck off, Fido.
Are you going to move as well?
I'm going to move towards where that shadow was.
Okay, so you're also moving under the tree to where Bob is.
Yeah, because I'm going to attempt salting as well. I've still got my my leaf pendant in full view, by the way. I know it won't actually make any difference, but I have got it.
Okay, good to know. Bob. Oh, no.
No.
Before you.
Badger.
Yeah. There's a dog and a badger. So.
Oh, they both decided to come after me.
No, but they both get goes.
Yeah, the dog's going to eat me, mate. Don't worry.
Yeah, the dog is still after you. So, right. That was one success as the dog lunges to you again.
Okay, so now I'm definitely half dead. Ouch.
And Bob, you've been busy salting things, and this badger just basically hurtles into you and shoves you pretty much over. So you take 2 damage as it does that.
Okay. That's not pleasant, but okay.
Now it's your go.
Choose something. Murder it, please.
I am going to punch it.
Excellent.
I don't have a stick, but I've got, fists and boots.
Hey.
And I've got brawl, so that's actually possible.
So this roll is strength plus brawl, -4. If you spend a willpower, you can add 3 to your roll.
So that will pull it to -1. Okay. So that would pull it to -1 rather than -4, because -4 plus 3.
Plus your strength and your brawl.
Okay. So total of 5 dice, and yes, I will be past spending there.
Okay. Sorry, I thought you were saying it's a total of -1 that you have to roll, and I'm like, what?
No, that would be if I was trying to attack it.
That would be a bit bananas. Still nothing over 8.
Oh.
Curse you, Google. Curse you and your perfect randomness.
So this badger has just bowled you over, and as you sort of roll and try and scramble back to your feet, you lunge for it and just go flailing wildly. It's dark, there's shadows everywhere. You're basically in the shadow of a tree and the moon, and there's black and white thing, and it's all very confusing. And now it's Valerie. Bob seems to be flailing on the ground, and there's a badger. Steve's definitely getting ravaged by a dog.
Yeah. I mean, I've hit it, but it is eating me slowly to death.
What to do?
Panic?
I mean, the advice of the old tramp man seems quite reasonable right now, but I think I will go for the dog.
Okay. So you run in and attack the dog with your stick.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to make me a roll, please?
Sure.
Strength, weaponry, +2, -3. +3 for willpower if you're spending it.
That's another 10. So 3 successes.
Bloody hell. Okay, turns out Valerie is slightly terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
With a stick.
Welcome to my world.
She runs up behind this dog, smacks it with a stick, and it sort of takes one look at her and runs away.
Awesome.
That dog is done.
Right. I believe it's me now.
Yes, it is.
Bob is already fighting a badger. If I were to move behind said badger, would there be some kind of bonus for that?
Why, possibly, actually, because it's not paying attention.
I would like to gang up on a badger.
Good to know. Right, okay. Yeah. The way this works is that, effectively, you'd be the first one to attack it this round.
Right.
So it's got its normal defense, but then every attack after the first one, it has 1 lower point of defense.
Okay, well, I will attempt to hit a badger with a stick.
Okay.
I do not hit a badger with a stick. On one die, it was pretty unlikely that I would. But yeah, no, I don't. I wave a stick in the badger's general direction.
Bob, what's your plan? Oh, wait, you're going to get attacked by a badger, probably.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, you are.
I forget
the badger's in the middle, because all the others are, separate.
I mean, literally, no?
Yes, literally. The badger lunges at you again, and you take another point of lethal.
I am at half health.
Mm-hmm. Again, welcome to my world.
And now it's your go.
I mean, at this point, Bob is coming to the conclusion that it's best to just wait for Valerie. On account of the serious damage she seems to be doing. but doesn't really see any options other than attempt to punch slash kick a badger.
Go for it. Which one are you going to do?
The one that lets me use brawl, so that I've actually got skill.
Either of them. But make a roll. Make a roll. We'll see how it goes. The defense is only 3 this time, because Eve's already attacked it this round.
So that means I would have 6 dice with a willpower spent. Which I 2. Because one of them exploded.
That definitely smarted. The badger at this point.
I think.
So you smack the badger. It's got someone trying to whack it. You can see Valerie coming over. And clearly this badger has had enough of this shit. And follows the fox and the dog into the undergrowth.
Presumably to ravage them.
Victory is ours. Ow.
Are left battered and bruised. Beneath the sycamore tree, right in its shadow.
Yeah. Right. This is the point at which I'm
going to... goes behind a cloud.
Balls.
The shadows are gone.
So Bob will, at this point, say, I tried to apply the salt, but it didn't go so well.
Right, okay. Well, first things first...
just, like, ring the trunk with it, or what?
Well, certainly that is something that I'm willing to try. I'm going to get out my quartz wand, and I'm going to start dragging a sort of runnel in the ground all the way around the tree, and motion for Bob to... like, fill the fucker in with salt as I go round.
Yep, I will absolutely do that.
So I'm cutting, like, you know, like if I was ploughing and putting, like, a line in the ground so he can fill it with salt? Just right around the trunk.
I've got 2 in a colt. Can I... is this what we should be doing? Or would I have to look that up, or...?
You can have a think about it. If you want to make some sort of intelligence occult roll.
Okay. What's that? That is a 3. I get 1 success.
It might help. It's probably not a long-term solution.
Okay.
Because, I mean, your science knowledge tells you that salt is water soluble. So as soon as it rains, this isn't really going to last. But it might help him for a bit.
Okay.
So my thinking is we wall the evil spirit up in the tree and then try and work out what its beef is.
I mean, yeah, we could do that. Obviously, if it rains later, we are going to be back where we started. But
well, yeah, but I'm kind of hoping that the walling it in a tree and working out what its beef is also going to lead straight to work out how to kill the fucker, and all of this is going to happen tonight.
Okay.
I mean, are we due a thunderstorm?
Don't tempt fate.
I mean, if the tree has to go...
I mean, the tree might go. That's maybe a thing that also has to happen, and arson is definitely up on the list of potential possibilities. But let's get this done and see if, when the moon comes back out, we can talk to Shadowy McFuckface.
So you're digging around the tree, aren't you, to put the salt in?
Yeah, I'm kind of dragging the crystal wand through the ground just to make like a cut in the ground so that we can fill that cut with salt so that it's defined and definitely doesn't have any breaks in it.
Okay. As you're doing this, the crystal sort of makes a bit of a clinking sound. Is it hit something quite solid?
Okay. I'm going to put my big stick over the point where that happened and then finish the circle first. Valerie, where my stick is, there's something solid under the ground, but I kind of feel like getting the circle done is kind of important as well.
Okay.
Bob is making sure the line is nice and thick, by the way.
I'll have a look where he's pointing.
Okay. You sort of see the corner of something that looks like...
I'll use the end of my fox beater stick to kind of uncover it a bit more.
All right. You have a bit of a dig and you pull out a rectangle. It looks like quite a few of the trees in this garden have little plaques on saying what species they are and a bit of information about them. Like, you know, this tree is native to this country. That sort of thing. And it looks like one of those, but it's quite covered in soil.
Does it read, this tree is a murderous fuck and will entirely certainly suck your soul out?
I mean, you don't know right now because it's dark. You're in the middle of a park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's covered in soil.
This was planted in memory of famous mass murderer.
There are quite a few of this was planted in memory of.
Okay, well, I'll let them carry on with their salting business and try and maybe try and clean off the plaque a bit.
Do you have a torch with you?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so people do have phones.
We brought candles specifically in case it broke our phones and torches. So, yeah, we've got all sorts of shit.
Right then, okay. So you can try and clean this thing off a bit, sort of squinting awkwardly in the darkness, sort of read the inscription. It says, sycamore, perhaps the oldest tree in the park. This is said to have been a favourite of the Moss family. It was thought to already be present when they purchased the land and built the estate, and the family could often be seen walking or reclining beneath it. Several seedlings of the tree were established near their summer home on the coast. The tree's age is unknown.
Hmm. Do you read that out?
Yeah.
I'm starting to wonder whether, like, sleeping under this tree or generally just being under this tree for a large period of time may be a problem.
Possibly.
Right. Are we going with the arson plan, do you think?
I mean, it might be effective. I can't remember if sycamores are resinous.
Not particularly, but they're also pretty dry inside. Right. That doesn't tell us why the tree's evil.
But it does tell us it might predate the murders that got reported.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder whether sleeping under this tree or being under the canopy of this tree has a deleterious effect over time, which is great because we're currently under the tree in the middle of the night. Have we completed our ringing of the tree yet?
Yes, you have.
Okay, that is actually...
We'll double check the bit where the thing got dug up from and make sure that's closed.
I mean, actually thinking about it, ringing the tree would work and would mean we don't have to commit arson.
Until it rains.
No, I'm not talking about ringing the tree with salt. I mean literally ringing the tree, as in cutting the bark off for 6 inches all the way around the trunk and therefore killing it. I mean, we could do that.
I mean, that would definitely kill the tree. I'm less knowledgeable about the wiggy shit.
Currently, at this point, you actually know as much as we do.
Okay. That would certainly kill the tree.
Thoughts, Valerie?
Yes. Do we have actually anything we can do at with?
It just takes a knife and a bit of effort.
Yeah, short answer is no. But we could leave and come back later if we really had to. Why is the tree evil? What the fuck is wrong with this fucking tree? Why is there an evil... Okay, I know this campus...
It has a lot of dead people in it.
It does now, but that's kind of the point. Originally, when the Moore family, when it was the favourite of the Moore family, it wouldn't have had this many dead people under it, because it's gained them since. But that implies that the first time it got a load of dead people was the Moore family, and it probably did that to them as well. Which leads me to question, what is wrong with this fucking campus and psychotic vegetation?
Hang on. How distinct are the images of the dead people on this tree?
I don't know if we can see them at the moment. The moon's gone in.
How distinct were they? Could we pick out the costume they were wearing?
They were just shadows, so it was kind of hard to tell.
Were any of them obviously from different time periods, like big dresses and whatnot? The really big silhouette-changing differences?
No.
Okay, so all reasonably recent for the ones we can see then.
All reasonably indistinct, and so we couldn't tell.
Well, there is that, but until we can see them again, we won't know. I'm just thinking that maybe it actually does predate them, and it just turned out that journalism got better with time.
Yeah, I think it probably did. I think probably the original Morse murders were caused by this psychopathic tree to go with the rest of the psychopathic vegetation in this place.
Either that, or there were other psychopathic trees at the time, because remember, this is the only survivor.
You noticed that there were 11 human-shaped silhouettes in the tree, and 2 were child-sized.
Yeah. And
you know of 8 incidents.
Yeah, and the Moore family.
One of which was the Moore family, I believe. And
yeah, but that was how many wife were there? And 2 kids.
Was it wife? Oh, wife and 2 kids, so 8. And yeah, that would make 11.
Yeah, yeah. This is my point. The tree's evil. And hang on, was it 11 plus the guy who pointed? Or was it 11 including the guy who pointed?
11 including the guy who pointed.
Right. The gardener killed himself as well, didn't he? The gardener who supposedly killed the Moore family killed himself.
Well, I mean, it would make sense that he was here with them then.
The gardener was never found.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the gardener never existed.
The history you found was that the gardener fled the grounds.
Never to be seen again.
Never seen again.
In which, right, so did we definitely have the Moore family and then 8 other incidences, or is the Moore family part of the incident? Because that determines whether all of those shadows are likely victims. Part of. Right. So all those shadows are likely victims, which begs the question, why was one of them sicking fucking woodland animals?
So 8 7 individuals, and the 8th one was the Moore family. So that's
which was 3.
3. So that would be
10.
No, because right, that would be 10. And the 11th might have been the gardener.
Okay, so the 11th is whatever evil spirit.
Sorry, I got the one who pointed at you wasn't one of the things in the tree, because in the tree there are 11 silhouettes in the tree, and there's also a hanged man dangling from a limb, and it was the hanged man that pointed to you.
I'm still going with gardener.
Potentially. I mean, it would make sense. Gardeners spend a lot of time under fucking trees.
We're going to have to come back if we want to ring this thing, unless you've got a serious knife available.
That's going to help right now. We need to work out what the hanged man's beef is. I think we need to sit here until those clouds get out of the way and then ask.
Is there any indication that they're going to?
Oh, I suppose we could. Last time.
Which was?
Impromptu Ouija board.
I guess.
Before we do that, can I attempt any kind of like first aid type stuff on people who are?
Yes, please. Actually, because half my limbs are falling off.
Steve is definitely the more needy in that regard. How would you do that? I don't know this system well enough. There is a medicine skill. I even have it. Huh.
I think Valerie's got it quite high as well.
I only have 1 dot in it, but I think that was probably because
One dot is equivalent to first aid, basically. If you have knowledge of first aid, you have 1 dot. If you have more than 1 dot, you've probably got proper medical training.
I have 2.
Yay! Proper medical training. Help me, I'm dying.
Which means I probably have a permanent first aid kit strapped to my person.
Yeah, you've quite possibly had to deal with some of that stuff on the farm. Who knows?
Considering the amount of stuff that goes through trees. Yeah.
Threshing machine.
Or just, you know, helping cows give birth.
Okay. Always a messy one.
Okay, first things first, you're not shoving your hand up my ass.
That's not where the problem is, Steve.
All right, well, I'll let you fiddle with Steve's.
Whatever.
Damaged bits.
Yes.
Let's not get into specifics, eh? I will attempt to medicine Steve. What is it? Intelligence or wits?
Dex, probably.
Dex. I mean, they're all the same number, so that's fine. I have a remarkable number of things at 2.
It's the way of being a puny human.
3 successes.
Yay!
I don't know what that means exactly. Well, I presume 3 hit points back.
Is that right, Archive?
I think so. Yes. But yeah, so each role represents 1 minute of work.
And if I get successes, that means, is there a limit on what one round can give, or?
Yeah, these are, it's not going to get rid of the moot wounds, but it's going to help. So.
Okay, well.
Yeah, because basically this is kind of the field, this is a sort of field medicine, sort of first aid, just, it's not going to fix the problem, but.
It will make you functional again.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you are still going to be injured.
Okay. So, still injured. Right. We need to come up with a plan fast. So, we've ringed the entire tree in salt. So, we're working on the basis that, assuming that the tree is evil, then it should be at least somewhat restrained. This means that if the clouds go away, we might be able to negotiate. Or at least find out what the fuck hell is Hanged Guy's problem. I mean, it's probably I got hanged, dude. That sucks. But better to find out for certain. Then the question is, what can we do about that? But until we know what his problem is, we can't work out what we're doing about whatever.
Okay. Where would they... Would there be a set of tools on campus that would include a knife good enough to ring this tree in the agric stuff? Because there's not enough wood and field on campus for them to do everything they need to do. Is this the sort of thing that would only be on the farm, or what? Or will they keep a demonstration set or something? Or practice rounds or whatever?
I mean, they've got those mechanical hedge trimmer things. If we apply that for long enough...
Yeah, I'm thinking we don't want to be found doing it. And the hedge trimmer is kind of noisy. I mean, quite frankly,
if fire then. The reason why I'm not suggesting fire as our main process is, if it comes down to this tree has to die, fire isn't definite, whereas ringing the fucking thing is. It will take.
Yeah, and as long as we get rid of the bark sufficiently, they can't do anything to bring it back either.
Exactly, but we kind of need to know what Hanged Man's problem is. Because if Hanged Man's problem is, I got hanged from this tree, oh, this tree, now I'm going to punish everybody who takes rest under my resting place, blah, 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 then, yeah, getting rid of the tree solves the problem. If his problem is, well, I just don't like trees, then we've got a bigger problem. Or if it's something completely random, like, well, I was killed on a Tuesday, so when I spot somebody having a nice, relaxing Tuesday, I just decide to make them hang themselves. Could be anything.
Mm.
Could be working his way up to a baker's dozen. Who knows? Without being able to ask him, it's really kind of difficult to tell, I'm afraid.
Okay, what do the clouds look like? Do they look like there's any gap in them, or have we gone into, like, an overcast stage of the night and it's not coming back?
There are gaps. If you wait, there'll be another gap. If you don't want to come across a gap, you might want to leave. But
have you got any plans, Valerie? Any thoughts? Anything other than we shout at the hanging fuck and find out what's going on?
I mean, Valerie's a bit concerned about foxes and badgers reappearing.
Well, why don't we make a smaller salt circle and get in it first?
Can we do that slightly away from the tree?
Yes, that was my thinking.
Okay.
When the moon came out before, was there a patch of ground where it was fully illuminated? Close enough that we don't have to shout to be heard at the tree, obviously, but not in the shadows itself?
You weren't really paying attention to that before, but looking at where the trees are, you can probably find somewhere suitable, just sort of figuring out, well, the moon was over there, the trees are here, this is where the shadows will be.
Cool. Well, we'll work the most illuminated closest place and put another salt circle just on the surface this time there, and then stand in it and wait, I guess, unless anybody's got any other plans. I'm really honestly open to any plan here because I don't really have a plan.
Bob's knowledge only extends to the tree itself, which this occult stuff is definitely new to him.
Cool. Valerie? Please tell me you have a plan?
Not really.
Okie dokie. Well, let's give this not really a plan sort of half plan thing a go then, shall we?
Okay.
I mean, unless you want to go for the Ouija board option.
We don't really have the tools required.
No, I know.
Well, I suppose we could try one thing. While we're waiting, I'll get my phone out and type, "Is there anybody there?" and then hold it up. Guys, I'm inviting you in. Feel free to type.
Nothing happens.
Nah. Okay. Plan B it is. Oh, we are the worst Ghostbusters. When there's something strange in your neighbourhood, please don't fucking call us. We've got no fucking clue what we're doing.
So what are you doing?
Standing in a salt circle and waiting for the moon to come back so we can shout at a ghost. This is actually our plan.
You guys all assemble inside your salt circle and you wait. It's quite a cold night. You're sort of standing there and there's the wind, just a gentle breeze and sort of rustling of leaves, and it sort of sounds like there might be footsteps and there never are, and you're sort of standing there, it just feels like it's getting quieter and quieter, and the sounds of the night around you, like you're hearing all the sounds of the outside, and it just makes everything feel more quiet, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Oh no, I've been there.
Yeah. And then you've been standing there a while and the moon comes back out from behind a cloud. And as you look, you can see the shadows, but they look less distinct now.
Mm-hmm.
You can sort of make out the shapes because you saw them before, but they don't look as clear as they did before.
Is the hanging man there?
Yeah, you can see a shadow where he was before.
Greetings. I greet you.
You can't see anything in the tree, I'm going to point out, but you can see the shadow of a hanging man.
Right, okay. Hello, Mr. Hanging Man. We would quite like to speak with you on the subject of why you are doing all of this. If you require some form of rest to be granted to you, or you have some unfinished business that you would like help with, I am sure we can help you, as opposed to you continuing to murder people.
The shadow just sways gently in the breeze. Doesn't seem to respond to you.
Okay. Right, guys. I'm going to have to do something incredibly stupid. You two stay here. I step out of our circle. Hi, Mr. Hanged Man. We would quite like to talk to you about why you keep murdering people under this tree. If you have some kind of unfinished business, we are quite able to help you, providing it's not murder more people, obviously. If you need some sort of rest, we're going to help you if we can.
Nothing you're saying seems to be causing any response. You definitely notice that the shadow is less distinct than before.
That's presumably because we've ringed the tree in salt. Guys, I might have to do something really, truly, ridiculously stupid now.
You're going to break the ring?
No, I'm going to step inside. I'm not breaking the fucking ring. I'm going to step inside the blasted thing.
That is silly.
It's the only thing I can think of. At the moment, I don't think he can fucking see us.
Makes as much sense as the rest of what I've seen today.
I mean, I can't think of anything else. We need to know what's going on.
Hey, you two have got more experience at this than me. I'm listening to the experts from my point of view.
But believe you me, I'm wishing it was as easy as our previous one. Right. So, what do we think, people? Should I just get inside the fucking circle and see?
I suppose it's worth a try.
First sign of trouble, you haul yourself out there, right? You just have to get across the salt line.
Yeah. Bear with me. How about this? I get one of the big bags of salt and I'm going to put my thumbs through it from the underneath and hold it above my head. So if anything bad starts happening, I can just tear and douse myself in salt.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go and step inside our salt circle around the tree.
I mean, instant salt circle. That's really very smart.
Okay, so you are standing right next to the trunk of the tree, inside a salt circle, with a bag of salt over your head.
Correct. A bag of salt that has already been pierced over my head. Right. Are you there?
You can see the shadow a lot more distinctly now.
Good. Yeah, I can definitely see him better. Mr. Hanged Man, I believe you have some unfinished business. This is presumably why you're haunting this place. If you let us know what your unfinished business is, we might be able to help you.
He gently, you sort of, it's just a shadow, but you can still sort of feel it turn in your direction.
Mm-hmm.
There's just like this feeling, like the prickle in the back of your spine of, you know, whatever this is watching you.
Sure it is. What do you need help with? Why are you here? Why do people keep killing themselves here? Or keep being killed here?
You say that. And as you say that, right in front of you, you see a figure. Face right up near yours. This bloated, dark-haired man strangled by a hangman's noose. He looks at you and just screams.
I probably instinctively douse myself with salt at this point. Ah, fuck!
I mean, hopefully there's enough smack splash to just get him.
Well, I think I'm back down to maybe cut the fucker tree down.
Yeah, he's gone. You're covered in salt. You can't see him anymore.
I'm going to step very carefully back out of our circle. Walk over to everybody else and step into that circle and just go, still covered entirely in pinkish salt. Yeah, I don't think he's the talking type. I think we kill the tree.
I'm not sure we can do that tonight. I mean, unless you want to go with the arson version.
Trip to the Mirko?
Yeah, could work.
I can't think of anything else.
What time is it at this point?
What time did you head out? You headed out...
At like
quite early
3,
in the morning.
Yeah, about 2-3.
Okay, it's probably
so getting on, but
yeah, at least 4.
Okay.
Probably, like, it's summer, so you're probably getting to the point of just starting to notice it getting slightly lighter.
Okay, well, let me explain what I saw. Yeah, he definitely got hanged from this tree, and he seems cross about it.
I mean... That seems understandable.
It does, but it doesn't give us any information on who he is.
To get rid of him.
Or how to get rid of him. The only thing I can think of is, tree ain't here. Well, that ghosts, in my research I found that ghosts tended to hang around with things they were linked to, and being hanged from the tree, and the rope ain't here, so... The tree is probably what he's linked to. Tree not here. Hang on a minute. Maybe we're being a bit too generic. We can see... I saw which limb he was hanging from, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we only have to lop that one limb off.
I mean, that's still Kit. Which one is it?
I point it out.
It's a big, sturdy-looking limb.
Yeah, that's not just a little hacksaw job.
Right. Okay.
Okay, we're back to either burning it, wringing it, or we somehow have to get hold of bigger Kit to just get that branch. There's a reason modern lumberjacks have chainsaws.
Okay, well, I don't have a chainsaw lying about, so...
No.
Because I reckon he's connected to the tree, not to the limb. Yes, he got hanged from the limb, but the tree's been growing since then, whenever that was. Yeah. Did you come up with any hangings here, Valerie, in your research?
Mm-hmm.
Other than the obvious ones? Was it used as a hangman's tree before? Was there a lynching or something?
My eidetic memory says...
You never did any specific research on the tree. You did research on murders on campus, but yeah, this isn't something you've looked into.
Okay. From my research, because I think did look at the family, all the information that, you know, they owned the land, and would this have been their summer home?
No, this is their permanent residence.
Right.
The plaque you found says their summer home was at the coast, and they did take some seedlings there.
Yeah, so we may have further troubles down the line.
Or he disappears off to the seedlings, at which point not our problem.
Mm.
I mean, technically, yes, okay, but kind of sending murderous ghosts around the country is still a bit of a dick move.
It is, but these things see pretty far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was it, a sycamore?
Yeah.
Half of goat's wood is going to be covered if they're surviving anywhere.
Okay, well, let's hope.
They're on a hill.
I mean, as a person who has a sycamore tree in their back garden, yes, they're fucking everywhere. Right.
Sycamore seeds are amazing.
They are amazing, but oh my God, it takes forever to take the seedlings out of your lawn. Right.
Can I do a quick search on ancient hanging locations in Reading or something?
Well, you might want to look up in Goatswood.
Or Goatswood, yeah.
It's a different world of darkness game we played that's set in Reading.
That's true.
That's very true.
I mean, we don't want to be fucking dealing with vampires at the same time as dangerous trees, please.
No, really don't. Okay. Sure. You can have a quick Google if you want to make a intelligence computer roll.
Intelligence. Okay. No, I don't find anything. My search terms are obviously a bit dodgy.
Hung in Goatswood. Oh my God, no! Oh, the search results! Right.
What is this grinder of which you speak?
Okay. Real talk now, people. We're currently standing in a salt circle. We have surrounded a murder scene in another salt circle. We kind of need to decide whether we think destroying this tree is going to release all the ghosts from being linked to it. Because if it is, we just need to fucking kill this thing.
I'm of the opinion, based on all the stuff that movies have taught me, that yes, that's likely.
Okay.
Destroy the anchor, everything floats away. It's how it always works.
Burning and salting is definitely what I found. So I suggest we wait until the sun comes up and then leave and return tomorrow with a shitload of petrol and just fuck this thing right up.
That works.
I mean, that is a plan.
How much of the area around said sycamore tree is highly flammable?
It's a park, a lot of it. There's a lot of trees.
Right, but okay. Without accelerants, the trees won't go up by themselves easy, so...
Depends how warm the original tree gets.
True.
Could we... I've got chemistry knowledge, right? Yes, I do. I've got a speciality in it. I've just had a better idea. Can you get hold of a big drill?
I mean, probably.
Something like a seed bore.
You should be able to.
Something that will put a big fucking hole in this tree.
Okay. Storyteller, can I think of somewhere where I could get something like that? Reasonably, you know, on the quiet. Just borrow it for a while. Preferably on campus, but, you know, because it's hard to hide equipment when you've only got a minivan and everyone else is sharing.
Try intelligence streetwise.
Intelligence streetwise?
Yeah.
Mm,
for an odd dice combination right there.
What does willpower get me?
Three dice.
Three.
I will spend one of those things, putting me on one.
You might want to deal with that. Being on one is not a good idea.
I tell you what, I can also make this roll, intelligence streetwise.
I don't think that
I
can.
So
I will not spend the willpower then, and I will just roll three and hope. I do not get any successes. 5, 7, 5.
I meanwhile get one.
Okay. Remind me what you were trying to think of. Something to put a hole in a tree.
Yeah, I need to be able to drill a fairly wide bore hole in a sycamore tree.
It's got to be something that you can do at the tree, which means no long extension leads.
Yeah, so battery or petrol powered.
You have a bit of a think, and you're not really sure about exactly what equipment people tend to use for these trees and stuff, but you do remember that your friend the janitor does really like power tools.
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, here is my current fucking plan. We come here tomorrow, we drill a big fucking hole into the center of that fucking tree, and we basically jimmy the drill a bit to widen out the hole in the middle. So go in through the entry hole so the entry hole is as small as possible and build up the space inside. Yeah? Then we pour as much petrol as we can into the fucking tree. We block the hole up apart from some fuse, and then we light it and run like buggery. Because I know that a litre of petrol has the same explosive power as a stick of dynamite.
Sure.
I mean, worst comes to worst, Bob, I can also make us dynamite.
Bob does not have Steve's knowledge of chemistry and just goes, sure, okay.
I know that the explosive power is the same. I'm not sure exactly what you'd need to do to get it to do that. But
fuel air bomb?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. I, Mordrigan, don't know. But Steve, chemistry whiz and nutter, definitely does know. It's the sort of thing I think you'd know.
It's the same reason that windmills used to explode.
Yes, exactly. So my thinking is, we might have to drill more than one hole, but we should be able to get the tree to burn from the inside out. You know, like when it gets hit by lightning and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a neater burn.
Yes,
than just setting campers on fire.
And even if it doesn't, then it should core out the tree enough that it'll die.
It's not just that. If the inside of the tree is hollow, they'll cut the fucker down for us.
That's always a bonus, yeah.
Because it'll be, quote marks, dangerous. Because we know it's fucking dangerous, it's haunted, but they don't. Right, okay.
It's also not something they can put down on a form and say, why'd you remove it? Haunted.
Haunted fucking tree. I mean, this tree almost certainly has a preservation order on it, but I think we're going to have to vandalise the fucker. We may have to wait an extra night because, actually, if we wait until the sun comes up and then scrub out our salt circles, we'll just have to remake them. We're not going to be able to remake them. We're just going to have to risk it. Literally, I can't think of another way of getting rid of a fucking tree.
Did we have any information on the other person who went missing? Because we know that one person died, and then there was mention. Well, we know that they died, and someone else who was.
I think it was another of the ghosts. I think he's got them. He's got us. Refers to the other ghosts.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then that's the case.
And burning down the tree will release them all.
Let's fucking hope.
That's the only thing I can think of.
That's all I've got.
Unless we can get any more information about the tramp guy, because I believe his son was one of the victims.
Yes. Or also, you could just research the hanged man as well, because that might be worthwhile doing during the day while I'm prepping our explosives. Right. Okay. So I think that's what we're going to have to do. We leave tonight and we come back either tomorrow or another night when this place isn't being watched, and we blow this tree all the way to hell.
Okay. So with that, you guys, scrub out your salt circles and tiptoe away.
I'm just going to say this is our best plan ever. It really is.
I mean, it's the most planned plan.
So yeah, the day is dawning as you leave the garden. And this is where we're going to leave you for today.
Dear
having beaten
God.
The wildlife to death.
That's
littered with some salt and
that's all we achieved. We achieved menacing the wildlife and littering.
and Steve is slightly deaf now on account of death scream.
Yeah.
Well, night out.
Plus, I'm very salty in all meanings of the word.
Definitely a standard night out then.
Yeah.
Right. Excellent. Do you want me to do the thing?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much for listening. If you've enjoyed what you've been listening to, then please do feel free to leave us iTunes, Podchaser, Podbean, basically review us wherever you can find us, and just say, these dudes are cool. If you would like to talk to us, you can talk to us at thecourseoftheandice.net. You can talk to us at thecourseoftheandice@gmail.com. You can talk to me at Mordrigan. You can talk to her at TD Gremlin. You can talk to us all at Cult T and Dice on the Twitters. I think we're on Facebook. You can talk to us in all sorts of places, and we welcome you doing so. In other news, we may be about to burn a tree down. Thank you for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.